Good morning. Today, let's go to the book of Ephesians. We're going through the whole chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ, seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressing his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And that is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Therefore, remember that formerly you, who are Gentiles by birth, and called uncircumcised, by those who call themselves their circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for today, a new day, Lord, where we can come. Lord, as we study your words in Ephesians 2, Lord, speak to us, Lord. We thank you, first of all, for you are the only reason why we are here, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for what you have done, Lord, that we can be made, that we can be part of your family now, Lord, that we can be adopted into this family, that we can be, as the verse says, Lord, no longer foreigners and strangers, but be part of your people, Lord. We just thank you. And it was only through that, your death on the cross, Lord, that we can come here, Lord, in this morning, just study your word to pray as one body, Lord. We just thank you. Pray all this in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. All right, good morning. Today, as we read through Ephesians 2, this is actually one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, mainly because, in case, I don't know if your Bible splits it in two parts. The first part, for me, as I read the NIV, the first part is would be verses 1 to 10, and then they had a subheading from 11 to 22, right in the middle, basically. And so for me, I really like this chapter because it really, for me, it just defines what being a Christian is or what my faith is. The first part being the gospel, which is Jesus dying for me. Well, starting from I am a sinner and then Jesus dying for me, basically the gospel. And so now I can be part of God's family, which is described in the second part, verses 11 to 22. And so as a believer of Christ or as a family member of Jesus, this whole chapter and these two big points basically is what I base my faith around. the gospel and being part of this family. A lot of other stuff, obviously, in our faith, but for me, these are the two things that we can never go without. And so today I'll be focusing on the latter part from verses 11 to 22 because the gospel you guys should be already very familiar with. Not that we should not keep reminding ourselves, but today I would like to share on this concept of being a family of Christ. And so this is something that we are doing in youth group, that we could call it our theme for the year, and that is being a family. Now, the concept of being family within Christ or as a group of believers being one family might not be something that is very new to you. And I think just being in church, I guess for you guys who come to UMP, you guys have already heard a lot of different sharings and heard references. Basically, we're brothers and sisters, or we're in one family. And I think it is something that is quite special because family is a tie that, well, for our biological family at least, it's a tie that even if you might not like the other person as much, you are one family. It's not something that is defined by whether you like the other person or not, or whether or not like you can choose. It's not something that you can choose, basically, for a family, especially when we are born into a family, so meaning our parents and us, right? And so, but the difference between our biological family, at least for our parents and us, compared to this family that we are adopted into, is that over here we were chosen and there was a specific action that was done for us to join into this family. So as we read, initially we were, or us non-Gentiles, non-Jews, all Gentiles here, we were separated. We were not part of God's people. We see that in verses 11 and 12. We were Gentiles by birth and called uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, basically called uncircumcised by the Jews because the circumcision represents what the Jewish people were. And so remember that at that time, you were separate from Christ, excluded from the citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise. So without hope, without God in the world. So very obviously, we were separated. But this separation is now no longer because in Christ Jesus, in verse 13 it says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. I'm not sure if you guys have ever seen this movie called Lilo and Stitch. It's a Disney movie. It's been from a while back about this family in Hawaii. This family is actually only made out of an older sister and younger sister. But one day, there was a plane crash. They thought it was a shooting star, but it was actually a plane crash. And this alien little alien thing fell from it. And then one way and another, something happened, and they became, it acted like a dog, and it became a pet for Lilo, who is this little girl. And one thing that I really appreciate, like one thing that keeps in the theme of this whole movie, was the concept of Ohana. Ohana means family, and family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. It's something they said. As part of Lilo and her older sister, when they say it, and then when this little alien was included in their family, they also said it, and it was something that was, in case you want to watch it in the future, it is something that was really touching. And so, what does it mean to be family? When we look at scripture in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, we see very clearly, it says, we're no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens and members of his household. And so, when we were adopted into Christ's body, one of the main things that get brought up is that we are now children of God. And this, and in and of itself, is a wonderful thing. Being a child of God is a wonderful thing. But what often happens is that we forget the other parts of it. When we are a child of God, and we are all children of God, the important thing is that we could become what? Family. It is not just a one-person thing. It is not an individual thing. It is not a Caleb thing. But instead, it is a group thing. Well, not only that. So I don't know if you guys ever thought about life this way. You are your main character, right? And so when you go about your life, everything revolves around you. It's like playing a video game. You're just playing that character. Everybody else are NPC, so non-playable characters. So when you go through your day, everything from your interaction is very one-sided. So for example, when I go to buy lunch, for example, I walk up to the counter, I order my food, I get my food. And that is my perspective. I'm the main character. So that that action was just me getting food and therefore my lunch. But if you think about it, for me, it was me getting food. But for the person who gave me the food, it was them serving food. And so it's a little different. And so even though we're all main characters in our own story, the you referred in the verse, 19, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers. The you isn't just referring to me. It's not just referring to Wes. It's not only just referring to you, and you, right? It's referring to us. And so when we see you are no longer foreigners and strangers, there is a S tacked on. You are no longer, it didn't say you're no longer foreigner or stranger, but foreigners or strangers. So because Paul was writing to the whole church of Ephesus, which now as we read, he's writing to us all, it's not just me. It's not just you, but it is us. And so how you are all special, you guys are all special, everyone else is special. So in the same way of that, what does it mean when all these special individuals come together? They make family. And like another movie that we all love, because there's 10 of them now, the great Dom Toretto once said, "I don't have friends, I have family." This is from Fast and Furious series, which 10 just came out, and I was quite surprised. I didn't know there was going to be so many. "I don't have friends, I have family." Well, this is quite a funny line if you look at it in just its own context. I think it's quite relevant because even as we are a church, we are all friends here. We are more than that. We are family here. And in this family, as compared to your biological family, it's by choice. Maybe the choice might not have been yours, but it's by choice. And so, with so many siblings here around us, I think a lot of you already know, it's not easy. Sometimes when we are as a family, it's not easy, and it's actually quite hard to be a part of this many people of different characters, of different personalities. And as we come, it's going to be it's very difficult. But as we go look back into the verses, in verses 21 and 22, "In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." And so this isn't just thing that we're going to be doing alone. This is definitely something that will require us as a body of Christ, as a family, to be going through, as the church becomes a holy temple for the Lord in which he can dwell, in which he can live in us. And so as we, just reflect on all this different, what it means to be a family, especially with people that you might not even know, I think we just have to remember one thing. It's very beautiful how it's just put right after the gospel. We just have to remember the gospel, what Jesus has done for us, and what through him this family was made. And because even though we might not know the other person, or even if we know the other person, we don't like the other person, it is not because of our relationship that we're family, but it's because of our relationship with Jesus that we're family. And so in our interactions, even though there's going to be conflict, even though there's going to be a lot of things that might happen, we remember that this relationship, our familial relationship in brothers and sisters, with brothers and sisters, we just see it through the lens of Jesus is the reason why we're family. And so as Wes leads us in worship, let us just really reflect and thank God for this family.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins. Let's sing that again. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again into your family. Your blood flows through my veins.
Child.
of God. You split the sea so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. You rescued me and I will stand and sing. I am a child of God. Child of God, I am a child of God, I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for this family. Lord, we just thank you for your love for us. That you're so willing to send your son to die on the cross that we may be part of your family, Lord. That we can have unfiltered access to you, that we can have this relationship with you. And through that, Lord, gain so many brothers and sisters around us. And Lord, as we, even within this family, struggle with relationships, with interacting with each other, with our personal issues, Lord, help us not forget that it is through your love that we are here, and that we Lord, help us to extend this love that you have given us to our family, to this church body around us. And as we come together, as we build together to become your church in which you dwell in, Lord, help us just grow each day. Lord, we just thank you. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Let us go to our community prayers. Let's pray for those undergoing chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Let's pray for those who are sick and need of Jesus. Let's pray for those who are sick, who have non-cancer illnesses. Pray for those looking for jobs. Pray for our missions. Pray for SVBJ, SVSH, and the Chongs and the churches up in. Pray for different fellowships. Pray for the hospitality teams, the welcoming and coffee ministry, and the logistics. Let's pray for the pregnant moms. Let's pray for the different house churches meeting tonight. Father, we just thank you once again today, Lord. We just, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that as we head into our week, head into our day, Lord, we just constantly remember who you are and what you have done for us. We just thank you. We pray that you be with us for the rest of the day and help us be constantly open to what you're saying to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.